Good evening, Creed. Welcome to the Mystery Playhouse. Over the minds of mortal men come many shadows. Shadows of greed and hate, of jealousy and fear. Darkness is the absence of light. So in the sudden shadows which fog the minds of men and women are to be found the strange impulses which urge them into the unknown. Tonight, your Mystery Playhouse presents Betty Lou Gerson and Jack Moyles in Dark Venture.
I must forget. I can't keep going through it again and again. I must forget. Yet I know every night until the day I die, I'll see that star throbbing in the sky, and I'll remember. I'll remember. Started night before last. I can tell you the exact minute. 11:23 p.m. How do I know? Because I was behind the counter of the lunchroom my brother Jim and I run, looking at the electric clock on top of the cash register, thinking, in 37 minutes, I can lock up, go home, and soak my feet. Then the door opened. He came in. It was the first customer I'd had in 2 hours. It was a bad, stormy night. Most of the oil fields had closed down. He sat at the counter, wiped the rain out of his face, and smiled.
What have you got that's good?
Some fresh chili in back. Just made it this afternoon.
Chili? Hey, look, I'm hungry. Fry me up a steak and some potatoes. Chili. What do I look like, a bum?
That's exactly what he looked like, a cold, hungry bum. Might have bet anything he didn't have more than a dime in his pocket. But Jim was up at the ranch, I was all alone, so I figured the best thing to do was feed him, get rid of him. After the steak, there was pie a la mode, then 2 cups of coffee, then 3 ham sandwiches to take out. And all the time, I knew I was going to get nothing but a hard luck story.
Well, for a joint like this, you got a pretty good chow. How much do you?
$2.40.
You talk like you don't ever expect to get paid.
Do I?
I got money. Yeah, it's quarter.
That's wonderful. I didn't figure you up for more than a dime.
Found it on the road.
All right, save the quarter, clear out.
Take it easy, take it easy. I said you'll get your money. See, when I looked through the window, I saw these slot machines in the corner.
You better save that quarter, you might need it.
But I owe you $2.40.
So you're gonna hit the jackpot just to pay me.
3 little plums, 14 quarters. Not bad.
Huh?
Throw a couple of packs of cigarettes into the bag of sandwiches. Don't look so surprised, Dolly. I'm not. See, it's things like this that give me my nickname. People never call me Connor. No. It's always Lucky Connor. You see, I'm the guy they write songs about. I'm the guy with a lucky star.
Congratulations.
How far is it to L.A. from here?
87 miles.
Okay. Be seeing you.
Hey.
What's the matter?
Squad car just pulled up in front. You didn't... Oh, no, you couldn't have. I was watching you all the time.
What are you talking about?
Look, baby, I got a gun in this jacket. I'm going to duck in the kitchen, but I'll be watching you. You never saw me. Remember that.
He ducked into the kitchen. I kind of felt chills running up and down my arms. What was I getting into? And the front door opened, and the sheriff and state trooper came in.
Evening, Virginia.
Oh, swell night for ducks, huh?
You see any strangers around here in the last hour?
Strangers? Nobody's been in here since 9:30.
Who are you kidding?
Huh?
Look, Sheriff.
Huh?
You wouldn't be leaving these dirty plates on the counter since then. Coffee's still warm.
Say, what about this, Virginia?
Don't you figure I ever eat? Maybe you think I live on love or something.
What's this on the counter? Bag of sandwiches and some cigarettes.
One of the boys at the oil refinery called. He's picking it up in a few minutes. So what is this? What's wrong?
We're looking for somebody. He was seen hitching along this part of the highway just a little while ago.
Yeah? Who?
A nice, sociable gent named Harry Collars.
What's he done?
He escaped 5 hours ago from the state prison, where he's being held for murder.
Murder?
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, why are you so upset?
Does that take brains to figure out? You come in, you tell me there's an escaped murderer on the loose around here. It's 11:30. I'm all alone in the lunchroom, and I... Why do you suppose I'm so upset? I'm scared. I've got to close up. go home.
Yeah, don't blame you. Oh, say, I almost forgot.
Yeah?
You driving to L.A. this week like you always do?
Yeah, tomorrow night when my brother Jim gets back from his hunting trip.
My missus wants to go in and do a little Christmas shopping. She told me this morning to ask you at lunchtime if you'd mind giving her a lift. I clean forgot her.
You tell her I'd be glad to give her a lift. I'll call her tomorrow. We'll make plans.
Good. Come on, Fred.
After they left, I pulled the shade down over the front door, turned out all the lights in front, and when everything was set, I started for the back. Felt a kind of stiffness in my knees. Escaped murder. He was still in back, standing in the darkness.
They're gone, huh?
Yeah. You must have a lucky star at that.
I told you. You know something else?
What?
I don't have a gun.
All right, now clear out of here. I'm closing up.
Oh, I can't leave now. There'll be cops all over the place.
Then what are you going to do?
So you're driving to L.A. tomorrow night.
Well?
I'm going with you.
Are you crazy? Didn't you hear me tell the sheriff his wife could go along?
Just forget to call her. I got to get to L.A.
And where are you going to stay until tomorrow night?
Right here.
Is that so? Well, every 2 hours a watchman comes by. He tries all the doors and shines his flashlight inside to see if everything's all right.
So what? You got a basement or hideout down there?
No. You're leaving now.
I'm going with you to L.A.
All right, go down in the basement if you want to.
Now you're talking sense. Come on. Now, what time are you expecting your brother tomorrow night?
He'll be back about 10. I'll leave for L.A. about an hour later.
Hey, you think you'll come to the lunchroom?
No, we close early on Wednesdays. You'll go straight home.
Well, then you can take the car and pick me up here.
All right. Here's the basement.
Hey, dark down there. There's no way out except this door, huh?
That's right.
Okay. See you tomorrow morning, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, before I go down, let me tell you something. I know what you're planning to do.
What?
I see the lock on the door. You're planning to lock me in and go right down to the sheriff's office.
Crazy.
That's what you think you're going to do, but you won't. You know why you won't? Because even though we've only known each other less than an hour, something's happened to you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I've been watching it happen. Your eyes look different when you look at me now. Your voice sounds different, even though you try to make it sound tough. Back there, when those cops came in, first you were afraid to tell them I was back here because you thought they might be shooting. And before you realized it, you didn't want them to know because that meant they'd take me away.
Oh, so now I've fallen in love with you. Well, isn't that sweet?
Get as sore as you want, baby. Just the same, even though you think you will now, you won't tell the cops. You see, I'm lucky. Even when it comes to picking my girl. See you tomorrow morning.
Come on, lock me in.
Okay, Mr. Wise Guy. I will lock in. We'll just see if I don't tell the cops. It was raining cats and dogs when I left the restaurant, but I didn't care. I wanted to get to the sheriff's office fast.
You won't tell the police.
I was so mad I was crying. Who did he think he was talking to me like that?
You won't tell the police.
That's what he thought. When I got to the sheriff's office, I guess he saw by my face I had something important to say. He took me to his private office right away.
Well, Virginia, well?
I
you said you wanted to see me.
Yeah, I...
Well?
It's about your wife.
My wife?
I'm afraid I won't be able to give her a lift to L.A. after all. You see, I kind of changed my plans. I got home somehow, but I couldn't sleep. I just sat on the bed, smoking cigarettes, trying to understand what had happened. Why hadn't I told the sheriff about Lucky? Why had I lied? I didn't know. No, that wasn't true. I did know. Lucky'd been right. Something had happened to me. I'd lived in this town for 26 years. Every day had been like every other day. Oh, there'd been guys before, but... never anyone like Lucky. There was something about him. It was like being next to a naked electric wire, knowing if you touched it, it would knock you for a loop. You had to touch it. When I looked at the clock, it was 5:30, already getting light. In a half hour, I'd go back to lunchroom, back to Lucky. I couldn't get him out of my mind, not even for a second. I could just see him. Down in the basement, so sure of himself and of me. Only now, it didn't make me so. Phone. You'll be calling at this time of the morning. Yes?
Virginia, it's me, Jim.
Jim, what's wrong?
Nothing. I knew you'd be getting up about now, so I called.
Where are you, at the ranch?
No, I'm in town.
In town?
Yeah, I just got in. I'm calling from the lunchroom.
You what?
The hunting wasn't any good, so I decided to come back early.
But, Jim,
Yeah, I called to tell you, never mind coming down to open up this morning. Go back to sleep. I'll take care of the breakfast business.
Listen, Jim,
Say, is something wrong?
No, but...
By the way, those sides of bacon got in yesterday. Did you have them put in the basement like I told you?
Yeah. I mean,
Okay, I'll go down and get them right away. See you later.
Wait, Jim. Jim! I ran all the way from the house to the lunchroom. Jim went down to that basement and found Lucky. I couldn't think about that. When I got to the lunchroom, Jim was behind the counter waiting on a couple of truck drivers.
Virginia, I told you to sleep in this morning.
I decided to come down.
Well, why?
Well, you drove most of the night. You must be pretty tired.
Yeah, yes, I am. I had a lot of trouble with the car, too.
Huh?
I didn't get a chance to tell you on the phone. The carburetor went bad on me. I left it at Jerry's garage when I got to town.
Hey, how about another cup of coffee?
Okay, Frank. Take care of him, will you, Virginia? I got to go down to the basement and get the bacon. I started to when he came in.
I'll get it, Jim.
No, it's okay.
I know just where it is. I'll get it.
Well, okay. It's something to get sore about.
I'm not sore. It's just like a business for two people to wait on a customer.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Will the car be ready by tonight so I can go to L.A.?
Jerry said he'd try to have it. He didn't promise.
Hey, come on with the coffee. I got to get going.
Okay, Frank. Coming up. You better get that bacon, Virginia.
Yeah. I started down to the basement. There was a lump in my throat the size of a tennis ball. How should I act when I saw him? I didn't want to let him know exactly how I felt. I already had a wisecrack on my tongue. But when I got all the way down, I looked around. Couldn't see him. Well, I was Lucky.
Morning, Dolly.
Oh. Lucky we're in trouble. Jim came back before I figured he would. The car broke down. I don't know what we're going to do.
Take it easy. Everything's going to be okay. Where's the car?
The garage in town. The mechanic said he'd try to have it ready, but I don't know.
Relax, I tell you. We'll be okay.
How can you be so sure?
Remind me sometime. I'll tell you all about it, and then you'll understand.
Virginia.
Jim.
How about that bacon, Virginia?
I'll be right up. I gotta go.
Ain't you forgot something, Dolly?
Huh?
Come here.
Not now.
Come here.
Oh, Dolly. No.
Told you I was lucky. Even when it came to picking my girl.
I'll never know how I got through that day. I went upstairs, tried to talk Jim into going home, but he wouldn't hear of it. Then I had to watch him all the time to make sure he didn't get down to the basement. And all day long, everybody who came in talked about Lucky Connor, the escaped murderer. And I kept calling the garage, and Jerry, the mechanic, kept stalling me. Jerry, this is Virginia again.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to call you.
The car fixed?
No, I wasn't able to get the parts, Virginia. I can't fix until tomorrow sometime.
But I've got to leave tonight.
I'm sorry, Virginia. There's nothing I can do.
Do you have any other car at the shop you could lend me?
Not a thing. I'm sorry.
Oh. What are we going to do now? I looked at the clock. It was 8:50. Jim? Jim, there's no business tonight. Let's close up. Jim? Jim, where are you? Jim? I hurried in the back. There was no way around. Then I saw the basement door was open. Jim, are you down there?
Yeah, and I can't get that blamed light on. Bring me down a flashlight, will you?
What do you want down here? It's time to close up.
I'm going to straighten the stock up a little bit. I've been meaning to for some time.
Can't you do it tomorrow?
I'm going to do it tonight. Go on upstairs and get the flashlight.
But I didn't go upstairs. Because just then I heard the tiniest sound. And I knew what it was. Lucky was sneaking up behind my brother Jim.
Go on upstairs. What are you waiting for? It's black as midnight down here.
I couldn't move. It was like I'd suddenly been paralyzed. I just stood there. Waited.
Virginia, will you please go?
I had to do it.
I understand, Lucky.
If he comes to, they'll add two and two together, and they'll know I was down here. They'll know you hid me out, too. Now neither one of us can turn back. The car ready?
No, the mechanic wasn't able to get the parts.
Yeah, he's coming out of it already. We'll have to get out on the highway and get a lift.
Every cop between here and L.A. is looking for
us. They won't catch us.
But don't you see?
Look, every time I've been in a spot, something's happened to get me out of it.
That star of yours, huh?
Yeah.
That private star of yours, huh?
Yeah.
And you know, the minute we got upstairs, right out of the blue sky, Lucky got the biggest break of all.
Hey, is this place open?
Who's that?
Probably a customer. I didn't get a chance to lock the door.
Hey, anybody here?
Come on out and wait on him.
All right, Lucky. Did you want something?
Oh, there you are. Say, I'm new around here, and I don't have my helper with me tonight. I wonder if you could tell me where the Richland oil fields are.
Well,
so you're driving alone, huh, mister?
Lucky.
Huh? Oh, why, yeah. I got my truck outside.
Swell. Come with me.
Hey. Hey, what is this?
You been reading the papers or listening to the radio lately?
Huh?
If you have, you've heard about Lucky Connors, fella.
Lucky Connors?
Lucky, what are you going to do?
Locking him in the basement with Jim and taking his truck.
No. No, you can't do that.
Don't tell me what I can do. Come on, through here.
Listen to me. You can't do it.
Can't what? Come on, right through here.
Look, if you only give me a chance...
I want you to shut up.
Don't.
Down those steps.
But I tell you, listen, you've done it. I want you...
All right, baby, start turning out the lights. We're getting out fast. Not a bad little truck. Nice and light. It really moves, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just got a feeling something's wrong, that's all.
Nothing's wrong. Take a look at her.
Huh?
Up there in the sky. The real bright one.
What are you talking about?
That's my baby.
Lucky.
When I was in prison, I used to stand at the bars of my cell half the night, just watching her. Look at her. There's not another star in the sky that can touch her. She's queen of them all. As long as I can look up and see her, I'm okay.
But that's crazy.
Why is it crazy? Everybody believes in something. What's wrong with believing in a star?
The lucky people did the... Lucky, listen.
Motorcycle cop. Let's see how fast this truck goes.
We can't get away from him.
Look in the dashboard compartment, quick. See if there's a gun or something.
Oh, we'll never get away
from...
Oh,
I say he's right on top of me. I got to stop.
There's nothing here. Some maps, a pair of gloves, a wrench.
Give me the wrench.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? You gone crazy?
Let me climb out of this thing, officer, and I'll tell you all about it.
I've been on this road for 10 years, but I've never seen anything like this.
Well, you see, officer, it was this way. I just don't like cops. I just don't like cops. Yeah, see what I mean about my star, baby? What did that last road sign say?
We're 20 miles from L.A.
Ah, now we can relax.
You must have killed him. Hitting him like that.
Huh?
Policeman back there.
Oh, that's ancient history. Happened an hour ago. Forget it.
Just like that, huh?
Sure, just like that.
Lucky that... Something else.
What?
You've been noticing the road the last few miles.
What do you mean?
Hasn't been another car on the road in the last 30 minutes.
So?
Well, funny, Lucky, this is the main highway.
Yeah, you worry about it, not me. We'll be all right.
It must be wonderful. Lucky.
Now what's wrong?
Look up ahead, those signal flares. They've blocked up the whole road.
Hey, how do you like that?
That's why there hasn't been any traffic. They've trapped us. We're all through. They're waiting for us.
Shut up.
A lot of good your famous luck's going to do us
now. I said shut up. Take a look at that roadblock.
Huh?
What do you see?
What?
The road's sealed off with lumber and stones, but that's all.
What do you mean?
There ain't any cops around.
No. No, but why?
Who cares why? I can plow right through there. And the worst that can happen to me is I'll bang up the truck.
There must be a reason why there's no cops.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Lucky, I'm scared to go on.
You don't have to be.
Oh, stop that crazy talk,
will you? That's not what I mean. You don't have to be scared to go on.
because you're not going anyplace. I don't think you'd like it with me. Too many things scare you. Get out.
No. Oh, looky, no. I want to go with you.
Get out. Here, I'll open the door for you, real polite-like.
But, Lucky, I love you.
How can you love something you don't understand? Get out.
But, Lucky, I love you. I'll worry about you.
Worry about me? Okay, I'll send you a picture postcard now and then. Oh, no, I got something better for you. I'm going to tell you something I never told nobody in the world. As long as you can see that star, you'll know I'm okay.
Lucky.
Sounds crazy, too, don't it? Well, I believe it. I believe it. Now get out. Gotta be moving.
What is it? Time isn't quick. I got out of it. When the truck started, then for the first time, I saw something I hadn't noticed before. Lucky! Lucky! Lucky, stop! Stop! Lucky, stop! But he wouldn't stop. The truck kept picking up speed faster and faster, straight for that roadblock. I couldn't move. Now I knew what the truck driver tried to tell us. Now I knew why that cop had chased us. I should have known, working as long as I did near the oil field. Lucky! Lucky, stop! You're driving a nitroglycerine truck! Lucky! Explosion. Show me to the ground. Blacked out for a few minutes. Then I started coming out of it. Barricade. Truck. Everything had disappeared into dust. Everything was gone. Then I don't know why. I looked up at the sky. And there was Lucky Star. Shining just as bright as ever. I couldn't help thinking Lucky knew about it. He'd sure be sore.
Venture, tonight's performance in the Mystery Playhouse, is written by Larry Marcus. In tonight's cast, Betty Lou Gerson was heard as Virginia, Jack Moyles was heard as Lucky. The others in the cast were Cy Kendall, John McIntyre, Sandy Bickert, and Peter Lead. The original music by Dean Fossler. Until next time, creep. This is Hunter Galloway closing the doors of the Mystery Playhouse. Good night. Sleep tight. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.